Good morning. This is The Conversation on HPR2. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Chris Vanderkirk.
Good morning, Beth Ann. I found my thoughts turning towards solar energy because we're sitting here freezing in the studio this morning.
Yeah, that's sort of our sad little secret, that it is so cold in CR7, and for years we've tried to have it fixed, and somehow it just stays cold in this little room. So if occasionally our teeth chatter. Well, I guess everybody will have to forgive us.
We'll try to keep it to a minimum. Yeah.
We will do. But, you know, recently we talked about, or talked with a solar provider about the challenges facing customers now being told that they have to get pre-approval from HECO to install their systems because of the limitations on the grid. And then very recently came a move to require installers to also be licensed electricians. Now, this morning we're asking how the once quick-growing industry billed as the energy savior for customers is trying to stay on the sunny side of the street. Leslie Cole Brooks is the executive director of the Hawaii Solar Energy Association, and she's in studio with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're going to have to pretend to be warm, too.
I know. I'll do my best here. I'll think about the sun.
So how are you handling all of this? Because your industry was just really touted as being so much the be-all, end-all. Customers were being encouraged to do it for a variety of reasons. It just seemed that, as if there were, you know, no end to the impetus for people to go solar. And then smack comes this whole issue with HECO asking that now people have to get pre-approval for their systems because of the grid issues. And then very recently, as we just said, this move to require that those who install your PV system also have to be electricians, sort of from soup to nuts.
Yeah, we have a lot of challenges right now, starting with here on Oahu with the new rules that went into place September 6th, that now, depending on what kind of circuit or the status of your circuit, if it's green, meaning there's still room, yellow, iffy, and then red if it's saturated or penetration up to the level that they're looking at. So it's really slowed things down as the permit count for September compared to last year. It's pretty abysmal. And, you know, we're just doing the best we can to work with the utility and see if we can get past this first hump, because they've just been flooded with applications. And now that they're having to do a pre-approval, they just weren't prepared for it, I don't think. And we're doing everything we can to work with them to move those through. But then we had the bigger issues of what to do with this penetration issue. And there are a lot of opportunities, but unfortunately, it has slowed us down, and it's going to be a really tough last quarter of the year.
And it's also caught a lot of other people in the lurch. Meanwhile,
yes,
you know, this is, as you say, so slow, and people not necessarily being able to get what they would like to have if they want to have solar, other people who already have it and can't connect. Is it too late for us to be saying, well, you know, they should have seen this coming?
No, I don't think it's too late to say that, but it's kind of spilt milk at this point. And we all knew that the penetration levels were certainly increasing. We've been doubling every year since 2008. So it's not a big surprise, but the concern is that the studies that should have been done to determine how we can move forward, it seems that they're being done now, and we just wish that we had the information a lot sooner, because clearly we were moving at a very rapid pace, and people love to generate their own electricity. So
this seems to be a similar refrain to what we hear a lot. Oh, we should have done this sooner. This should have happened first. Is there something peculiar about us that we don't tend to look at doing things in a right and orderly way? Do we just not know enough about how to do, I mean, just an organizational, you know, list of to-dos?
I don't know if it's because we live in paradise, that everything seems to be so beautiful and wonderful every day. I don't know what it is, because I tend to be more of a planner and sort of expect the worst and hope for the best. So why we're at this point now, I really don't know, but it does seem that it's relaxed. But we do know now that there are things we can do, and really hoping to work with the utility, the industry working with the utility to address these penetration issues, because there are a lot of very innovative things that can be done to increase the penetration. And to be fair, we are at the very forefront here in Hawaii, because we have the highest penetration levels of the nation. So I want to use that as an opportunity to show what can be done. We're like this big laboratory for renewables here in Hawaii.
So what's the top thing that you'd like to see happen that you think is really within the realm of possibility in a fairly short time frame?
Well, in the most immediate, we want to grandfather in those customers who have been truly stuck in the middle, who had made all these financial commitments, like gotten out loans or re-roofed, things like that, anticipating they'd get on under a 10-kilowatt system without pre-approval and all these sorts of things that are stopping them. It's just as a matter of good faith, those customers should get in. There aren't that many. And then to work with the less saturated or less penetration circuits to move those through, to try to get some business happening here in the last quarter, because it's everything is kind of stalled out. So that's the most immediate. Then the next thing is to we're looking at bringing in third-party engineers and working with the utility to send and look at these more innovative ways that we can have more penetration on the grid. So
I mean, clearly this is the bigger issue of the two that we brought up with you this morning, but I don't want to let you go without getting to that second one. Did you even see it coming that suddenly the electricians and plumbers union would want to have the PV installers be electricians from soup to nuts instead of just sort of being the ones to finally do the wiring and to plug it all in?
No, that was a real surprise for me. So I say that my job, just about every day there's a fire drill, but that was a fire I hadn't anticipated. We've had two hearings now, and the Board of Electricians and Plumbers has deferred that to next December, their next meeting. So essentially what that's about is looking at the technology, what's going on the roof right now, and at what point should an EJ or electrical journeyman be part of the installation. Now, some are saying they should be part of the installation from the very beginning. From the beginning, that is, you know, drilling in the holes into the roof and putting in flashing the racks and all that. Or should they be part as the point where the wiring is involved, which is after the array has been laid down and put in place? It would be another tremendous blow if the photovoltaic license was eliminated. The cost would go up and things would really slow down because there aren't that many EJs. So,
as an electrical journeyman.
Right. They're like gods and goddesses, I think of them, on the island already, because people are keeping them on payroll just because they don't want to lose them. So
that, coupled with the bigger issue with HECO, might mean that there would be slow upon slow.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to check back with you next month when you have the next hearing.
Okay.
And see how things are going.
Okay.
Leslie, welcome back to the islands, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Leslie Cole Brooks is the executive director of the nonprofit trade organization, the Hawaii Solar Energy Association. Ms. Cole Brooks is an attorney, a member of the California and Hawaii State Bar Associations, and a trained geologist.